We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of 3-Mall.
Hello and welcome into another edition of 3-Mall. I am John Kurtz, joined by Derek Young and Cole Manbeck. And we've got a nice celebratory show lined up for you today because the transfer portal has started to get rolling in college basketball. K-State now has a commitment, a new Wildcat coming in. And this is one that we are very excited about, a guy that has been atop the priority list, and Doug McDaniel, a guard transfer from Michigan. You've heard us talk quite a bit about him. Now he has made his commitment to the Cats. So we'll talk about that, plus a new entry into the portal as Jarrell Colbert opts to leave K-State, and get you updated on everything happening with K-State basketball. Obviously, calls for a celebration. You can get 360 Vodka or Ben Holiday Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Put it in your glass, raise said glass to landing a commitment out of the transfer portal. Support our friends at Holiday Distillery. Great stuff with the Ben Holiday Bottled in Bond Bourbon. If you are a bourbon fan, 360 Vodka for everybody else. They've got something for everyone. They are K-State fans. So make sure and support them because they support us here on the show. All right. It's pretty exciting. Last time we talked, I mean, we definitely made it clear. This was basically the top priority for K-State, a playmaking guard, a guy that can not only kind of shoot it a little bit, but very quick, lightning quick, a little bit on the smaller side, but can break you down off the bounce, get into the lane and create all things that K-State was desperately missing from the offense. And, you know, it's a win over TCU, a direct win over a conference competitor. And I think the notion was out there from some, at least heading into the offseason, like TCU would be a place that could outspend K-State. So this has to make you feel pretty good, I would think, about where K-State's NIL situation is, which is something we've been telling you for a long time. So a lot of positives, DY, to go around on this one and this win for K-State.
Yeah, you got your guy, right? That's the guy that they chased immediately once the transfer portal opened and he was in it. It's the guy that they chased as soon as their season was over. They pursued hard and fast and went on a sprint, got him on campus second just after TCU, and then obviously beat the Horned Frogs to earn the commitment that we're discussing right now. He's kind of your top dog, head of the snake. You hope that he can be a weapon on the recruiting trail for you as well and attract other top talent to Manhattan to play with. And he's going to make the guys that have stuck around or on the Kansas State team now even better because of his way to pass the ball, distribute, and stuff like that. So this is the type of player, technically, that they were unable to land last year out of the transfer portal when they went and chased, you know, a guy like a Max Asmus. And Doug could probably even distribute the ball even a little bit better, I would say, or at least a little bit more natural at it, probably a little bit more speed and quickness to him as well. Maybe not the same type of shooter, similar. Got a lot of range. So this is what they envisioned happening last year. But, you know, it's good that it's happening now as well. So, I, you know, And I also push back a little bit just to kind of what I've seen out there in the internet world, I guess, too, that this staff is like a lot of misses or there was pessimism about whether or not they could pull this off. I mean, technically, this staff has shown that they can win recruiting battles that, you know, on a consistent level and are at least competitive in recruiting battles on a consistent level with top dogs that I don't really, you know, at least in my time, the no basketball or football coach has been able to do. So I don't really understand that criticism. I mean, they beat the Kentuckys and Alabamas of the world for Arthur Kaluma, a bunch of SEC schools for Tyler Perry. Kansas was in on David Castillo. You know, just plenty of them that they beat, you know, several notorious basketball programs for in the past. And this is, you know, not as crowded of a recruitment just because I think it was quick and fast and Kansas State kind of shut out to a significant lead early, but another example of this staff's recruiting prowess.
Well, look, McDaniel was priority one from the onset, as you mentioned, DY. And, you know, since the day the transfer portal opened, since the day the Kansas State season ended in the NIT at Iowa, they prioritized Doug McDaniel after he was in the portal. They flew out. They met with him. They then got him on campus this last week on an official visit, knocked out TCU, as you mentioned. And I think the significance of this is, like you mentioned, Max Asemus, right? Last year, Max Asemus was K-State's top target from the onset of the transfer portal. He was the first guy that took an official visit to K-State once the window opened. He did not commit until April 27th. He committed to Texas. K-State was kind of strung along there, and not a criticism of Asemus, but the process took a while. And it lasted until April 27th when he made his final decision to choose Texas over K-State. All right, today is April 3rd. We're 24 days ahead of that. It was May the 2nd when K-State landed its first commitment in the 2023 transfer window. That was the day Tyler Perry committed to K-State last year. All right, that's 30 days. That's practically a month earlier that K-State now has secured their first commitment in the portal, and he's their top target. It was April 17th, 2022, when K-State secured its first commitment in the 2022 transfer portal window that Jerome Tang secured, and that was Jarrell Colbert. Again, today is April 3rd. So K-State is well ahead of the game here where they have been historically, and they got the top guy they wanted. And the other thing that I will mention is he is the second highest ranked player in the On3 transfer portal industry consensus rankings to commit. The only other guy that is committed out of the top players, out of the top 15 in the country so far that are in the portal, is Tucker DeVries. DeVries, am I saying that right? Is it DeVries, DeVries? I always believe
it's DeVries.
DeVries, okay. Tucker DeVries. And the only reason he is committed is because he's following his dad, who left Drake to become the head coach at West Virginia. So that was the obvious connection there. So really, you're talking about no other top-tier commitments committing at this point in time. K-State has landed, arguably, the top guy in the portal to date out of the guys that have committed.
Well, we've talked a lot about the strategy in the portal last year, and how it was sort of, things have just evolved a lot, both in terms of overall in college basketball, how it's completely tilted now toward NIL. I mean, the money is the thing, but also just even in terms of how Jerome Tang and company approached it last year. You know, I think there was still somewhat of a hesitancy from the coaching staff at that point to be like, okay, we need to make money the main thing here. They wanted guys who cared about things a little bit more than that. We certainly picked up on a little bit of that. I mean, now everybody, I think, is just operating under the new reality. So, I mean, to me, it's a part of the reason that, as you point out, Cole, all of this has come faster this time around with Doug, and they go and get their top target, is probably there is an element of like, hey, we know what we got to do now. We know how everybody has to operate in this new world of college basketball. So let's just go do it. I mean, I think that's the other encouraging thing to me, is that it may be the start of a much better cycle, because the process has been, you know, they had to learn a couple of things last year about where all of this was going. So I feel much more comfortable about this just as a tone setter for where the entire cycle may go in the transfer portal.
Yeah, I mean, the process and resources are both there at this point. So there's reason to believe that, I don't know if this is a perfect analogy, but like that Doug is like the tip of the iceberg. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to go out and get three dudes with the same profile as him. I don't think so. But I think that I know that they are in on, you know, a few other guys that are also highly touted and highly pursued as well.
And Doug McDaniel is highly thought of by a lot of college basketball players and guys that may want to play with him. So to your point earlier, DY, and speaking to, you know, him being that first commitment, a lot of times these players, they want to know who their point guard is, right? You want to have that great point guard locked in. Well, Kansas State really has too, with Day-Day Ames and moving forward in the future with 3 years of eligibility and then Doug McDaniel at the guard position. So when you're chasing some of these talented big men in the portal that Kansas State is currently after, that's more enticing to potentially land them. And it's just great to get the monkey off the back, get that first guy on the board, that top target that you really wanted, and create that buzz, that energy, that excitement. I think it's huge. This is a huge commitment for Jerome Tang in this coaching staff. It also illustrates they have the NIL resources that they need to attack the portal. They've got a plan in place, and they are, I think they're going to have a lot of success in the portal. I think we're in for a fun month or two in the transfer portal with Kansas State as they build out a very talented roster this offseason.
How do you think he fits in with Day-Day, since you bring that up?
I think he fits in great. DY, I'll let you speak to it too, but you know, you look at it, I think both Day-Day and Doug McDaniel can be more of combo guards types, which is really what you want. You look at that Baylor team that won the national title a few years ago. You want guys that can play 1-3 at the guard position and be more interchangeable. And I think Day-Day, McDaniel, they can play off the ball, they can play on the ball. They'll be like having two point guards on the court at once. Like if you look at Doug McDaniel's synergy stats, I talked about this the other day, he was 41% on catch and shoot threes last year. And that illustrates that he's a guy that can slide off the ball and get open off the ball as well. So I think they'll fit in great. I think it'll be a really exciting pair combo. And now I think you probably need that larger guard for the wing. You know, that three spot, that small forward, I think that's what you have to attack next, because, you know, that's going to be the next tough one to land. And the big, obviously, they're going to need a couple of bigs that we'll get to in a little bit. But, yeah, this is a huge addition, and we can get into some of the numbers that we've already talked about with McDaniel. But 27%+ assist rate would have been the highest by far on the team last year. He had a 27.6 assist rate at Michigan, and he didn't have a lot of talent around him this year with the Wolverines. So, distributor, like DY said, a guy that can really shoot it and a guy that's lightning quick and can beat his guy off the dribble and make a play when you need it.
Yeah, I mean, the only question marks you would have is that when you do play guys like Day-Day and Doug together, you're going to have to surround them with size because they're two of the smaller versions. So you're going to want to establish length at the three other spots on the floor when they're playing alongside each other. And then I don't know that my concern is as deep or as high as others, and concern is probably too alarmist of a word here, but you do wonder, or you question what's it look like from a defensive perspective. And that's why you do build around them with a little bit more length and size, of course. But obviously played on a rough defensive team last year, a rough team in general, which probably contributed to this, but some rough, you know, advanced defensive numbers this past season. Now, the year before wasn't nearly as bad, and I was on a much better defensive team. So the quality of the team success defensively probably was a large factor in some rough advanced defensive numbers like defensive rating. But, and then again, I will say this, just because the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, we have 2 years of the staff building a pretty good defense regardless of the personnel and maybe its limitations. Like even without a Naquan Tomlin and being a little shorthanded throughout last season, defense came and went at times, I'm not going to lie, but it wasn't the flaw that the offensive side of the ball or side of the court was.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason they won as many games as they did with the roster they did last year is because they really shored up the defense for sure. Point taken there. Get on offense, though, and get to homefieldapparel.com, where you can find 40-plus K-State designs there. Make sure you get that shooting shirt that I talk about all the time. It looks awesome. Wear it at your wedding. Send Cole a picture of it. Get the Copper Bowl shirt, any of the old-school stuff. It's great there at homefieldapparel.com. Tons of awesome K-State designs, best K-State gear around. And they have 100-plus other schools as well. So if you want to be like Derek and get like an Akron shirt or something, you can definitely do that as well. Make sure you get to homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code 3MA23 to get 15% off your first order. What are you waiting for, people? We're even giving you a promo code 3MA23 for 15% off your first order. We're back in just a moment.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. kcsn.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody's favorite time of the show. This episode brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. And I know you guys have to have some confidence right now. We're talking about a commitment in the transfer portal. Everybody should be confident. You can watch those flowers bloom even more if you buy the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0. Apparently Cole has here. I'm reading this and I can't see anything, and it's very distracting. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code KCSN for 20% off plus free shipping. We told you on the last show that, you know, you could even do this in the ocean. I wouldn't encourage it, but you can do it in the ocean. You can do it in the ocean at night, because it also features dual LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. Cole is showing off the light right now. So you can legitimately be in the ocean at like 10 o'clock at night so that no one can see you. I mean, that's probably a better way to do it in the ocean anyway. And then you'll just have your little light. You know, if someone's watching from far away, it'll just like look like a lighthouse off in the distance or something. Oh, that's cool. Look at the lighthouse out there. But they won't know. It's just you doing your spring cleaning. So Manscaped's got you hooked up all the way around with that. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code KCSN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code KCSN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, Jarrell Colbert has entered the transfer portal. So that is something that I think, you know, I at least was mildly disappointed by that. I would have preferred to have Jarrell Colbert around. I think there was something there. He showed some flashes. I also don't know that it's a critical blow, but what's your initial reaction, Derek, to Jarrell Colbert entering the portal after, again, having some moments for K-State at times last year, other moments that weren't so great, but showed you the potential that he does have and why he was a top 100 recruit back in the day when he was coming out of high school?
Yeah, the upside's there. Potential's there. You're probably left still waiting for something of more major of a splash, so to speak. I think after initial conversations and meetings that the plan was for him to remain in Manhattan, you know, what has it been? A week or two goes by. I think he's looking at the lay of the land and just chooses and opts to go in a different direction. That's what it felt like to me. It's what it sounded like happened. I don't think this was one of those things where they're like, you know, we want to move on. I think they were okay with this decision and understood it, but I don't think this was a scenario and where they were, you know, hoping and begging that he would leave. I didn't view it as that. So I guess from that angle, it is a surprise. But at the end of the day, it's hard to be surprised by anything in the transfer portal. So I don't think my reaction would go to that length. In fact, and you know, I've said it on this show, I think, or in other shows, that, you know, the football transfer portal opens up, what, in 3 or 4 weeks. just with the kind of money that's, you know, sometimes thrown out there, the ease that it is to leave, the tampering that tends to take place. It would not shock me, just like what happened in the winter, that Kansas State would lose a football player that they actually wanted to keep. It would not shock me. In fact, if they didn't, it would probably be the exception, and I don't know that I would anticipate them being the exception. Look, what happened, you know, in the winter with Kobe Savage, named Matt Lack to agree, a guy that they tried to fight to keep as well. So it's just what happens in the transfer portal, and we'll see what happens from here. And it gives Kansas State, maybe, with the way that they're starting to have some success and, you know, in, you know, a very talented transfers reciprocate the interest so far, gives them a little bit more wiggle room and flexibility to add people as well.
I mean, look, this is part of the delicacy of the transfer portal and having to retain your own roster when you bring guys in. Guys, sometimes, look, I don't want to, I got to be careful here because I don't want to act, you know, portray that Jarrell Colbert is scared of competition, but the day that we learned Jarrell Colbert was going to enter the transfer portal was this past weekend on Saturday, and that coincidentally was when Terrace Reed Jr., Michigan big man transfer, arrived on campus, and that probably created a perception that Kansas State is looking to bring in a guy that could potentially start over Jarrell Colbert. Jarrell Colbert would still have a role, but maybe the reality check set in at that point that, hey, like I might be coming off the bench this next year. Look, I'm just tying things together there. And so you got it. There's always those careful, delicate conversations. We know Jerome Tang and this coaching staff are very upfront with their players about what their roles will be in the next season. Recall what Ish Masood talked about last year at Jerome Tang, how they were transparent with each other and came to a mutual understanding that we probably weren't going to have the minutes for him, you know, that he wanted. And they were upfront about that. And so, you know, there's this delicate, sensitive conversation to be had from an actual on the court standpoint. I mean, yeah, I would have liked Jarrell Colbert to be back as your number two center. I still think he had some promise, but the reality is this: Jarrell Colbert is going to be 22 years old in August, and we still have seen pretty minimal production from him to date in his career. It's a guy that averaged under 3 points per game and under 3 rebounds per game this last season in 31 contests that he appeared in, and he never played 20 minutes or more in a game this season. The most he ever played was 19. Over his last 5 games this season, he played a combined 62 minutes. He had 8 rebounds. You know, it's the rebounding numbers were often a little disappointing. He's athletic. He can move. He can block shots. I think he's a good kid. I wish him nothing but the best. But I think what Jarrell Colbert gave Kansas State this year, I think they can find another guy that can give them that in the portal or potentially maybe even get an upgrade. We'll see. I know bigs are a little bit more limited when it comes to the transfer portal, as DY has talked about before, but I think Kansas State should be able to find somebody that can, you know, replace the production that Jarrell Colbert gave them. And, you know, but you need two bigs now in the portal. Obviously, they were already chasing one with the center. You're going to need to get a second big now as you go through the portal process.
Yeah, he was a pretty good passer, too. I always thought, like, the offense moved pretty well when he was in the game. I definitely appreciated that about him. And yeah, I agree with you, Cole. I mean, it's a pretty fair point. Like, hey, 22 years old, when is the light switch going to totally come on? I think for me, it's like, yeah, if he's going to be a reserve big for you, I would have been 100% on board with that. If he's not cool with that, then like that's just the reality of the world. Like in a perfect world, yeah, a guy would be motivated by that and say like, all right, well, I'm going to push myself even harder and work hard. But you got to operate in reality. And reality is that with the transfer portal, and anytime transfers now, not just a one-time transfer, just free open transfers, not many guys are going to take that route anymore when this type of thing happens. If they feel like, because Jarrell Colbert's probably sitting there like, hey, I am going to be 22 next year. I need to be starting somewhere. Like, that's what I want, that playing time. I'm tired of sitting around and waiting for it. So that kind of goes both ways. And yeah. Tang is usually not shy about being like, look, man, this is what we think your role will be. So to me, if I were just to guess, seemingly it would be that's probably about how that played out. And yeah, I think it is replaceable enough in the portal, you know. Might be rolling the dice there a bit because of big men, but this is not one that I would lose a ton of sleep over. And that's nothing against Jarrell Colbert. He may go somewhere and turn into a monster, and maybe, you know, maybe it's a Selton Miguel type situation. We do feel bad, but at least right now in the short term, I think they will be okay.
Yeah.
It's the way I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think there's talent there to be worked with. He was a, you know, borderline five-star recruit coming out of high school, but I still think you can. He was 47% from the floor. You know, he wasn't a polished scorer. Not a guy you could throw it into. He's going to make a move. He's going to be able to score it. I think he had double figures in two games this season. I think he scored over 4 points, more than 4 points in a game, three or four times out of 31 games. I still think there's a skill there. He's a good athlete, and again, he's a good kid, and I wish him nothing but the best. I hope he lands somewhere and he does extremely well, but I do think Kansas State can find somebody, and we know they're chasing some supremely talented bigs right now, especially at the center position. So it does appear that they're hoping to get, you know, a very talented guy at that five spot.
Yeah, wish him nothing but the best. It'll be interesting to see where he lands. I know that we ever talked about the fact that Cam Carter did officially choose LSU now too, which was kind of the expected route for that. So like both of those guys, you know, I feel similar about both guys in both situations where they're at K-State right now. So, or in leaving K-State. Hope they do very well at their next spot. I think K-State will be okay. Any final basketball thoughts? I know you guys have mentioned a bunch. They're still in hot pursuit of some pretty highly sought after transfers right now. So we're feeling good about the position that they are in. We are just a day in front of the dead period starting, so there may be a bit of a lull with some of that. But any final thoughts on the transfer portal and where Hoops is at?
Yeah, I'm excited about where they have positioned themselves. Right now I would say that, you know, you got to commit. So you got one of what technically five available spots that could essentially grow still, obviously. One of the five have been filled. You did host another one on a visit in Terrace Reed. They're on the road recruiting, you know, both Tuesday and Wednesday just before the dead period. And once that dead period comes to a close, I think it's on April 11th, I would imagine that they're really trying to set the table to have visitors coming in right after that dead period closes.
I would just say a couple more things on Doug McDaniel to level set everybody, just to give you guys a little bit more background on him before we wrap. I mean, ESPN had him as the number five player overall in the transfer portal. Evan Maya, advanced analytics guy, had him as the number six player in his latest transfer portal rankings. The On3 industry consensus, which averages rankings from On3, 247 Sports, and Rivals, they had him as the number 13 overall ranked player in the portal, the number two point guard in the consensus rankings, and then The Athletic had him as the number 17 player. So tremendously talented kid that Kansas State's getting here. I also wanted to point out that, I mean, near the end of the non-con this past season, McDaniel ranked second in the country with nearly 20 points per game created out of ball screen shots and passes. So he's good on ball screens. And despite being one of the highest usage ball screen players nationally at that time, and this was late December when I pulled this stat, he'd scored 1.03 points per play, which was in the 87th percentile of college basketball. So a really dynamic playmaker, a guy that I mentioned before, lit up Michigan's three toughest non-con opponents: Oregon, who was 54th in KenPom, St. John's, 24th ranked team in KenPom, and Florida, 26th ranked team in KenPom. Against Florida, 33 points, eight rebounds, five assists on 9 of 19 from the floor. St. John's, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 50% from the floor, 8 of 8 from the foul line, posted an insane offensive rating of 147.5. And against Oregon, a team that advanced the second round of the tournament, 33 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 12 of 21 from the floor, which is 57%, 7 of 12 from 3, and posted an offensive rating north of 147 again, which is sensational. You know, just a big-time talent that's coming to Manhattan. And I think as they surround him with more playmakers, he's going to really flourish. And he's a different guard, man. He shot 51% on shots at the rim. He has the capacity to get it to the rim and a wide array of shots that he can finish on, floater, shoot it from deep, et cetera. So big time talent, big time get here for the Wildcats, Jerome Tang and this staff. And now I look for them to build on it and surround him with some more great talent in Manhattan.
Maybe go get him a nice rim running big. You know, to with his playmaking ability, that would
Well, I guess if you wanted that, you can go to the patreon.com/3mawbigboard and on patreon.com/3maw. And I've got an 8-page built big board posted there with breakdowns of some of the top targets of K-State's after, including a rim running big that they're chasing.
Is that really 8 pages? I read the entire thing yesterday on my lunch break at work. I didn't realize that was 8 pages that I read through.
Yeah, it came out to be 8 pages in a PDF format, probably like 3,000 words that I put together on them. So
I'm proud of myself for that. But people, it's not like you got to do a bunch of reading if you go to patreon.com/3ma, okay? The Discord, shorter messages. We're doing top five lists this week that have been great. We had top five Michaels. We had like top five movie characters. I'm trying to think, what else do we have? Cole, help me out. What were the content on the Discord, so make sure you get to patreon.com/3ma to find all of that, plus bonus episodes, of course, so you get content in all sorts of ways. Just fun.
And I was gonna say, like, to your point, like, you don't have to, it's not like reading a novel. I hope the way that it's broken out, like, you can download the PDF version that's uploaded onto the site, and it's bulleted, it's formatted. I feel like it's pretty easy to read and digest, and so hopefully you guys all enjoy it if you've taken a look at it. Hopefully it's accurate.
If you enjoy analyzing Instagram stories, there is a hell of a lot of that going on in there too. So a great time. Appreciate all of you guys. Shout out to everybody in the Discord. We love all you guys. That's going to do it for us here on this edition of 3ma. Thank you to all our sponsors: Holiday Distillery, Homefield Apparel, Manscaped. Get your grooming on out in the ocean on vacation this summer. And use those promo codes, people. Get your 15 and 20% off. Thank you to Nick Springer behind the scenes. For Derek Young and Cole Manbeck, I am John Kurtz. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon on 3ma.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.